Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm so happy because with us we have Dr. Shrikant Gadhon. She is a highly seasoned investor and entrepreneur, while sharing also his expertise with his literary endeavors in his latest bestseller, The Leadership Guide. He shares decades worth of knowledge with people who have had the drive to lead the future and create a better tomorrow. Shri, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Vicki.
So tell us a little bit more about your background, because you've had a fascinating, powerful career.
Definitely. I mean, I started as a programmer, analyst in the computer technology industry. Then I saw an opportunity. I can build a business model where people are treated with respect the way we would like to treat it, and also create a company with values and culture. Because what I saw in the market is people are taking advantage of consultants and just kind of sometimes they never pay them on time or just kind of false promises. We saw just we can do similar business in much better way. So that's how we started the business. Then it became one of the fastest growing companies in North America by Inc. 5,000, 10 times, honorary role. And as we grew, I started a couple of other businesses as well. Recently, we exited one of the business, sold the business. And it's been a successful career. And just I started thinking, I mean, just, yes, it was sometimes it was hard where I failed and ups and downs. And just I thought like, okay, how can I help people to improve their success rate? Because people don't need to do the same mistakes I did in my life. That's when I started thinking about how I can share, because the best way to reach people is writing the books. That's when I started writing the books. I wrote the Destination Success, my first book, which was more of a startup entrepreneurial book, and then went on writing something related to technology, the future of disruptive technologies. Then I wrote the Entrepreneurial Guide, and this fourth book is Leadership Guide. The goal is to share my experience, not only my experiences from my network, a lot of CEO network, a lot of other leaders I talk to and share our ideas in various groups, CEO networks and other groups. Just I put together a lot of information, not only from my own experience, but also my friends' experience and how they have come up with the challenges and what they learned in their lifetime. Just wanted to share and make the world a place for entrepreneurs and the leaders.
That is so beautiful. And now you're sharing that with the whole entire world. So tell us a little bit about what readers can expect when they read The Leadership Guide.
First of all, it starts with understanding the leadership. Who are the leaders? Leadership is not about the title, right? I mean, anyone can be a leader. So just trying to understand what exactly leadership and why it matters. So it starts with that, and before you try to be a leader, you need to understand what kind of leadership style you have, because everyone is different. You can be a dictator or you can be a democratic leader. There are different kinds of leaders, servant leader. Just you need to, once you understand what leadership style you have, then it helps you as an individual to adopt the style and how to grow further. And also the book talks about leadership challenges, why people are stuck at certain point and they cannot grow further from that role, and how to face those challenges and turn into opportunities. Then we talk about leadership development. Yes, once you identify the challenges and opportunities, now, okay, I want to capture those opportunities and become a better leader. Then the book talks about leadership development, okay, how I can be developed as a better leader. Leadership development is two. It's an organizational level leadership and individual leadership. We talk about if within the organization, how we can better, because organization is not just you. I mean, there are a lot of other people where you have to influence, lead, or empower, right? I mean, these days, it's more of empowerment than in the traditionally, it has more of leading from the front, but now it's more of empowering people and make them better leader, then eventually you become the leader of the organization. So the book teaches about organizational leadership, individual leadership, and also talks about how to lead in time of crisis. For example, I mean, pandemic and everything, people are panic. I mean, the world is transforming, it's digitalizing, no one is going to work now, no one wants to go to work, even whoever can work remotely. So how to handle those situations in the time of crisis? And finally, once you become a leader, at the final stages of your career or just kind of even in the middle of, once people start to see yourself as a leader, then what is authenticity? I mean, how you can become an authentic leader where people can look up to you and say they want to be you. And finally, legacy, how and why you want to be remembered. Yes, everyone is a leader, but does it really matter? I mean, there's so many leaders. I mean, how you can be unique in the world. If you take the example of Gandhi, Martin Luther King, just all the presidents, most of the presidents of the United States. I mean, just kind of, they have certain characteristics that made them a leader, and just they will be remembered for generations to come. So it ends with the how to create your own legacy for the future generations to remember.
That is so beautiful and, again, so powerful. I was wondering, do you notice a difference between those striving to be leaders that are young compared to those that are more mature in the business world? Have you noticed a difference in the way they approach leadership or the way you assist them in achieving becoming good leaders?
In my view, leadership is not about how much experience you have. So people can be work and live as regular employees, or they want to be managers at some point, but manager is not a leader, right? So even in the high school, you can see the kids, I mean, they have certain leadership qualities. And in my definition of leadership is the one someone wants to follow you. And that is a leadership to me. It doesn't matter with the age. That doesn't matter with the experience. Even people work for until their retirement, but they never can be leaders. To me, it's irrelevant. I mean, even you can have a 10-year kid and you can be a great leader.
Yeah, that's incredible. So do you have a couple of tips that are your favorite that you would like to share with us on how to be a great leader?
In my view, great leaders are always authentic and being consistent. No matter what leadership style you are, they're always consistent. If you face them, they're genuine, they're authentic. When you go and talk to them, you know what to expect from them. They're always consistent, no matter what kind of leadership. Like we talked, everyone doesn't need to be empowering others. There are some dictatorial leaderships, but that's okay. As long as they're consistent and all through their life and no surprises, that's what makes them a better leader in life. And obviously, no matter what kind of leader you are, you always make sure people who follow you, you are helping them to be a better person in life as well as in their career. As long as everyone sees, and most good leaders, they have a vision, and they make a vision as they shared with their peers. And up and down in the leadership, doesn't, like I mentioned earlier, leadership doesn't need a title. You can be a leader in the middle also. I mean, just even the people you are reporting to, you can influence them and make your idea as their idea. And people under you, you can make it as a shared vision. And in the same way, just you make your idea and make as their idea, because you're making, you're influencing them or empowering them as a shared vision, and just eventually explaining them what is the mutual benefit. It's not me, it's organization, and everyone is getting benefited doing what we are doing.
That is wonderful. So when you look at your wonderful contribution as a leader, helping others become amazing leaders, and also when you are looking at the book, which is fabulous, and your whole series of books have been fabulous, what do you hope readers will take away from that?
Once they read Leadership Guide, end of it, the goal is to how to be a better leader. But at the same time, it talks about some of the real great leaders in the history. I mean, just a lot of examples and just how, and even when we talk about leadership styles, I give an example of every leadership style, who is the person they can relate to them, who are the, because it's not just talking, but it's the live examples of the people in the history who have been great, like Martin Luther and other presidents, other world leaders in the book, real-time examples. And I think that's what, and also if someone is new and just kind of never thought of becoming a leader or didn't believe that they hone the leadership qualities, that's not true. I mean, they can still learn. Leadership is can be learned. It's not inherited or something, but you can still learn. And some people believe that leadership is a title and just it's not a title. I mean, just they can go there and even no matter which position they are within the organization, they can be better leaders and they will be happy and just creating a great atmosphere around them rather than being sad and just not thinking I can never become a leader. Because it gives a hope for individuals to be a leader and also to become a better leader following the guidelines in this book and setting themselves goals and what skills need to be done. And it's just like any other game, right? I mean, if you keep on practicing, you get better and better at it. I mean, just repetitive, right? And you make it repetitive, just like train your subconscious mind. No one writes down, okay, I need to brush in the morning. And just once you keep on doing for, there is a, I think it's a research, if you do for 10,000 hours, then basically just you become an expert in the, so if you keep on practicing what you learn, you become a better leader. I mean, no, it's, you don't have to think, okay, what to do. I mean, you automatically react to a situation not even knowing or not even thinking. Once you practice and keep on practicing, it becomes repetitive and just it becomes more consistent and authentic. That's where you leave a legacy for others to follow you.
So when you look again out at the world and you think about the book and the other influences you've had, it's almost like a legacy, and envision what that would look like as having an impact on the world. What would be your vision of that? What would that mean to you?
So the impact on the world about this book, Leadership Guide, it's my legacy. And people should read the book, not only this book, other books as well. And that one moment that clicks, okay, all through their life, they thought they're just the manager or like entrepreneurial guy. They thought they can never become an entrepreneur. They don't have in their DNA. But once they read the book and they see that, yeah, I can do that. I didn't realize I can do that. Then they start and they become successful. That's where the movement, I as an individual feel like my life is fulfilled. I would like to make a difference or impact in thousands of lives. That's my goal. And as a leadership legacy, I keep on working towards that and until the rest of my life and see what kind of impact does it make. For example, a couple of weeks back, I was sitting in a restaurant. I went for a brunch on Saturday afternoon, and I never saw that person. Came and asked, "Are you Dr. Gadam?" And I said, "Yes." "Did we ever met?" "No. But I read your books. I was really impressed and just there's so knowledge and so much educational." And she completed a doctor in education side. And she said, "I really enjoyed your books, and that gave me a new perspective and just." And took a selfie and all this stuff. She doesn't need have to. I mean, just that made my day. I mean, those kind of things. If I can make a difference, I mean, that's my legacy and that's my leadership.
What a wonderful legacy that is, because you are a wealth of knowledge and, again, a true leader in your own right and all the lives you touched and influenced other leaders. So I want to thank you so much for being with us. And I know we can find your book on Amazon, The Leadership Guide. But if someone wanted to connect with you on the web, is there a place where they can go?
Yes, it's www.destinationsuccess.us.
Wonderful. thank you so much for the generosity of your time and all this great information. It was just a joy to be with you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at expertinsightspublishing.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.